Now, very keen to have a chat to our next guest. He is he's the Shadow Minister for Immigration and Citizenship, the opposition spokesman on very, very important issues, and certainly gearing up to be very, very busy portfolio indeed now that those global borders are finally reopened. Great to have a chat with him now. I'm not quite sure where he is, perhaps in chilly Canberra. Good morning, Dan Teen. Welcome to the 4CA Talk Show.
Morning, Gavin, and I've been in chilly Hamilton, although we've got lovely, clear, sunny day, but it is chilly, and I'm now in Melbourne, so we're, once again, it is a little bit chilly, and love to be up there in your warmth at the moment.
Exactly. Now, Dan, obviously lots to talk to you about, but I just think it seems clear that Opposition Leader Peter Dutton and the opposition in general is really taking this line in terms of that Albanese budget around the pressure on housing and the cost of living if we were to increase our migration levels. Just give us a quick rundown, I guess, of the position and the concerns there.
So for quite some time now, for a number of months, we've been pointing out to the Albanese Labor government that they have no plan when it comes to migration. And all they seem to be doing is bringing people into the country and putting pressure on housing, on rents, putting pressure on our emergency departments at our hospitals. The Reserve Bank has said it's putting upward pressure on interest rates because it's causing rental inflation and other things. And we are really worried that because there is no plan, what we're seeing now, and it's the budget came out with these numbers, is 1.5 million people coming to this country this year and over the next 4 years. And this isn't addressing our workforce skill shortages. All it's doing is putting pressure on all these things, like our roads, like our hospitals, like our housing demand, our rental demand. And so we've been calling on the Albanese Labor government to put a plan in place, but there just doesn't seem like they want to do this. As a matter of fact, they're trying to just run away from the issue, which we think is very, very worrying.
Let's dig into that number there, 1.5 million over the next 5 years. Dan Teen, how does that compare to previous years? I know I've seen figures of about 200,000 for migrant intake, perhaps under the Howard government, obviously quite a while ago now, but how does that stack up historically?
Yes, look, it's so the 400,000 figure which we're getting this year is historically the highest, or one of the highest on record.
That is massive.
It is massive. It's actually 415,000. And then the following year, we've got another 300,000. So these are numbers the like of which we haven't seen. And this is the concern, because as I travel around the country, I'm talking to businesses, and the workforce shortages aren't getting any better. There's still crying out for workers. So we seem to be just exacerbating the problems that we've got at the moment rather than fixing them. And we just don't think that the Albanese Labor government seems to have any sense of what they're doing. And as early as October last year, I was calling on them to put their plan in place, to actually let the Australian people know what their plan was, and they've just refused to do so. And we just think they're making a bad situation worse. And it seems to be back to the old days of Kevin Rudd. They're just hell-bent on this big Australia approach.
So there's no sense of dog whistling here, Dan Teen? You're not fueling anti-migrant sentiment?
Not at all, because, Gavin, if you think about this, and what, you know, is clear and from the community groups that I've spoken to, it's places in Western Sydney, in northwestern Melbourne, which really suffer the impact of this, because that is where all these new migrants are going to settle. And all it's doing is putting extra pressure with regards to congestion, emergency departments, when it comes to rent, when it comes to housing prices. in these parts of Western Sydney and Melbourne where migrants settle, and they're as alarmed as anyone about this because they're calling out for better infrastructure and they want their communities to improve, and they just see more and more pressure being put on their communities. So this is about a plan. We all know the role that immigration has played in building our nation, but it's always been done with a plan, and now we just see no plan, especially for this large increase.
So what would the opposition's plan be? What's any talk at your end about a plan, about numbers? If there's 400,000 projected under Labor, what's your plan?
Well, what we are doing, and this is my job as the shadow minister, is putting forward an alternative policy. Now, we're developing that at the moment. It's something where we have to work with state and territories on because you've got to make sure that the amount of people that you're bringing into the country fits with how we're going with our road and rail infrastructure, how we're going with our hospitals.
Which is the other point. But this is the other point, isn't it? That is this an issue? Is it a problem with migration, or is it a problem of not keeping up with infrastructure and housing supply? The Business Council of Australia certainly suggesting that it's a lack of supply in the housing market, not migration, that are fueling these problems.
Well, it's both, because if you don't make sure that the amount of people that are coming into the country matches the infrastructure that you have in place, it's going to cause problems. And one of the things that we've always done historically is make sure that the number of migrants we're bringing is adjusted according to our circumstances. And we're not seeing that at the moment occur. So we think that the government needs to make sure that it understands the pressures that it's putting on our community at the moment from what it's doing. 400,000 is a number that we haven't seen
that's
before.
Right.
That I can't quite fathom, and we've asked these questions of the government, how many of these people are coming in and fixing the skill shortages that businesses have, and they won't even give us a response to that. And so we've got this perverse situation where businesses want people to help them. They don't seem to be getting those people, and all we seem to be doing is getting people that are adding to the population and putting all those pressures on that I've spoken about. That's why, you know, having a plan is so important.
Now, even though regional Australia, and of course including here in North Queensland, are suffering those infrastructure problems just like any other part of the country, I mean, Dan Teen, what can we do to get migrants into regional parts of Australia? I'm not across the fine detail of immigration policy in regards. I mean, is it the case where you can, you know, you can place migrants into regional areas that perhaps do need a bit of a population boost? Of course, takes the pressure off some of those other areas you just mentioned about, you know, Western Sydney and the like.
Well, you can. And one of the things that we were developing in government was something called the agricultural visa because it enabled us to target people coming in to fill shortages in those agricultural areas. Now, sadly, the Albanese Labor government cancelled the agricultural visa. And so one thing which was designed to help and support into regional communities has been taken away, which is very unfortunate. So that's why we just don't understand what they're trying to do, because where there are workforce shortages, we all want to make sure that the businesses can get the help and support that they need. But unless you do it in a targeted and planned way, and at least unless you're transparent with it, it's very hard to really know and understand whether they're actually achieving anything. And at the moment, all the feedback we're getting is all it's happening is that these people are going into our larger capital cities and causing those issues that I've spoken about, the housing crisis, the rental crisis, the emergency department crisis that we're seeing in hospitals, and these congestion issues. And as everyone would know, including your listeners, sadly, the Albanese Labor government cut funding for infrastructure in this budget. So those pressures are only going to get worse, sadly.
Now, I do know you have to run, and I know you're not the shadow housing minister, but on that, this housing issue, I did have a bit of a chuckle with LNP Senator Susan McDonald in studio last week. The opposition and partnered effectively with the Greens to squash the government's Housing Australia Future Fund. It's a bit of a debacle, this Housing Future Fund, isn't it?
It is. It's what the government wants to do is take Australian taxpayers' money, invest it, and then with the returns on that investment, sometime in the next 4 or 5 years, begin to start addressing our housing issues. Now, we just think basically gambling with Australian taxpayers' money in this way is not a good way to develop a housing policy. So what we would like to see is the government take up some of the measures that we've suggested, like allowing young people to access their super to help them get into their first home. There is a much better way to do it rather than just gambling on the stock exchange with taxpayers' money.
Very well said. All right, Dantine, we know you have to run. We appreciate your time on the 4CA Talk Show this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Gavin.
That's Dantine. He's the LNP federal member for Wannon, but also in the course of our discussion, of course, the Shadow Minister for Immigration and Citizenship. And there you go. I didn't realise those numbers there. According to Dantine, we might try and get some clarity from the Albanese government, but he is effectively saying that contained in that budget last week were projections for the migration intake into this country being 400,000. This year and 300,000 next year, which, as he said, historically, are the largest numbers that we have ever seen. 400,000, that would certainly place some pressure, you would think, on housing.